has answered. Give him praise and give him glory. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat. Put your hand together for the Lord.
This morning it is testimony time. Let's make it louder, my breakthrough time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed as we do. Number one, divine connection through kingdom service. Hallelujah. I have come to return all glory to the God of this commission for opening up a new chapter of my marital destiny as part of my reward for partnering with him in soul winning and kingdom advancement prayers in this prophetic season. I believe God for my own husband while making soul winning and praying kingdom advancement prayers my serious kingdom project. I led over 100 people to Christ, brought over 30 to church, and my converts are also bringing others to church and are having fearful breakthroughs in their careers, businesses, and family lives. Let's celebrate Jesus for this. Hallelujah. I also engage with other people's testimonies. God indeed rewarded me according to the word of his prophet. He divinely connected me to my own husband with no human involvement. Let's celebrate Jesus. Truly, God is a rewarder, and serving God pays. And God truly gives miracle spouses as we desire and partner with him in his kingdom business. To God alone be the glory. Amen. The testifier is Folakemi Ayodele. Let's celebrate Jesus for this testimony. Number two, supernatural turnaround via kingdom advancement endeavors. In 2008, I relocated to Nigeria, and on the 8th October 2020, I came to the altar and wept to God because things were not working for me. Then the Holy Spirit said to me, "It is not by crying, but by obeying what is commanded through my servant." He stressed that I had not been faithful in my kingdom advancement endeavors. Thereafter, I proposed in my heart to engage fully in the last week of the operation in kingdom endeavors with my children. In December 2019, we were rendered homeless, and we settled in a non-completed building without water, light, and doors. We entered the year 2020 with only 100 naira. However, we kept praying kingdom advancement prayers every 3 hours daily. We made a roster for it, and God showed up. Hallelujah. In July 2020, my dime businesses started bringing great returns. Now I pay my tithe in 6 digits. Let's celebrate Jesus for this. My children are doing well, and we have moved out of the uncompleted building into an estate. Last Sunday was my birthday, and somebody gave me the sum of 1 million naira just yesterday. Hallelujah. Just yesterday, I got a Toyota RAV4 car as a gift. To God be all the glory. You can make the hand clap louder for Jesus. Hallelujah. The testifier is Grace Cole. Please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for Jesus in appreciation.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and let's give glory to God for those awesome testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord. They are marvelous in our eyes. Let's give glory to God this morning. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor and the adoration that is due unto him. Indeed, serving God pays is clear from the testimonies of those that we have heard. Miracle spouse delivered by engagement. An all-round turnaround by engaging with God. Will you give glory to him? Appreciate him and celebrate him. He is the doer of these mighty works and these marvelous acts. Will you give him thanks from the depth of your heart? Give him the praise and the glory that is due unto him. Also begin to thank him for the answers to your prayer this morning. your intercessions, your supplications that have been registered before the Lord this morning. Will you give him thanks? Because he has not only heard them, but he has granted answers to every one of them. Give him the glory due unto him. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all praise and of all glory. Now begin to ask him to speak to you again today. Lord, I am here to hear from you this morning. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. It's your voice I've come to hear this morning, Lord. Speak directly to me by your word. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, this morning we have come with gratitude in our hearts for all that you have done. Thank you for the testimonies that we have heard. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. And for it, we give you all the praise. And Lord, also for the answers to our prayer, we say thank you. And now this morning, our eyes are upon you again, asking that you will speak to us. By your word, let every one of us be changed and transformed. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. A line of exhortation we began looking at yesterday is entitled, "It's No Big Deal for God to Double the Attendance of This Church This Week." It is no big deal for God to double the attendance of this church this week. We established by God's word yesterday that we serve a God of strange works and strange acts. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 21 and 22. He said, "The Lord will arise again as in Mount Parizim. He will be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and that he may bring to pass his act, his strange act." So our God specializes in strange works and strange acts. And one of the manifestations of these strange works and strange acts is additions and multiplications. In Acts chapter 5 verse 14, the Bible says that the Lord added to the church, he added multitudes both of men and women. He's a specialist in additions. Not only that, but a specialist in multiplication. The Bible says in Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, the word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied greatly. How great can he multiply? He said in Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 11, the Lord your God multiply you, make you 1,000 times so many more as you are. So he's a specialist in multiplication. That's why you and I can be assured that it's no big deal for him to bring about the multiplication of this church this week. And we shall see it in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say aloud, amen. I said we shall see it in the name of Jesus. But we must take note of this, that we must engage our faith in God that can make anything happen in one day. We must engage our faith in God that can make anything happen in one day. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 41 and verse 42, the Bible tells us there, "And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, look at the next three words, even the selfsame day. 430 years, but it came to pass in one day that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt in one day." One day. 430 years of their torment ended in one day. And how many people went out? Over 3 million people in one day. We must understand that we serve a God that can make anything happen in a day. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 down to verse 4. It says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, he said that they were in one place, and suddenly there was the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and instantly there was the gathering of multitudes in verse 6. And from verse 37 down to verse 41, the Bible tells us that 3,000 were added to the church in one day. Not the days of Pentecost, but when the day of Pentecost. This coming Sunday will be like that day. There will be an instant ingathering of multitudes into God's presence. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. When the day, in the selfsame day, this coming Sunday shall be that selfsame day. We shall see multitudes rushing into the presence of God. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 26, the Bible says, he will lift up an ensign and he will hiss unto them from the ends of the earth, and they will come with speed swiftly. So it does not take time. It just takes one sound from heaven. It just takes one intervention from heaven. He said he will lift up an ensign, a spiritual signboard that everyone will begin to see from every distance, and they'll begin to rush in, and they will come with speed. They will not come gradually. They will come suddenly, instantly. We shall see this coming Sunday. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe it, say louder, amen. But we must engage our faith in this God that can make anything happen in a day. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17, it said, our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and thy stretched out arm, and there is nothing that is too hard for thee. There is nothing. This God that we serve does not know difficulty. There is nothing that is too hard for thee. There is nothing that is too hard for thee. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis chapter 18 and verse 14. I love this. The Bible tells us there, it says, and is anything too hard for the Lord? He said, because at the appointed time I will return unto thee. And this Sunday, the 18th of April, is that appointed time. He said, I will return unto thee at the appointed time. This coming Sunday shall be that appointed time. As God descends in our midst, we shall see the multitudes invade the church. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Now, it's important for us to understand that for our faith to deliver, we must pursue the vision believing. So it's not enough just to believe in the God that can make anything happen in a day, but for our faith to deliver, we must engage in pursuit of the vision believing. The Bible tells us in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 4, I will stand upon my watch and set upon the tower and see what it will say unto me and what I will answer when I'm reproved. And it will say, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. He said in verse 3, he said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. He said, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. And verse 4 tells us that the just shall live by his faith. So faith is there, but we must run the race. Faith is there, but we must engage our faith running the race believing. We must engage actively in the pursuit of the vision. It's not enough to believe God, but we must believe him and prove it by taking steps. The Bible says in James chapter 2 verse 18, it says, show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. And verse 26 of the same scripture tells us that as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. So we must prove our faith by taking steps. If we believe that God is able to make anything happen in a day, then there are steps we must take. What are those steps? We pray up unto him to come down, and we go out to pull the harvest in. We pray up for him to come down and intervene, and we go out into the harvest field to pull them in. We must take steps. It's not sufficient just to stay inactive. Look at the testimony we had. That sister said she began to engage and won 100 souls to Christ and saw 30 of them brought in and established. And her own converts were already having testimonies of breakthroughs, turnarounds, and all that. And God visited her without any human hand to show that he was the one behind it. He visited her without any human intervention. For somebody here, God will visit you without any human intervention. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. So we must take steps. We must be active, not passive. We must be engaged. We must be passionate in pursuit of the vision. And as we do that, we shall begin to see the hand of God deliver supernaturally in our midst. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. Therefore, we must believe. We must engage. And doing both, we shall begin to see the hand of God deliver supernaturally. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, the Bible says that without faith it is impossible to please God. He said, because he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently. That means they must be engaging actively, diligently seek him. So there must be engagement along with our faith. And that is the only way we can begin to see the manifestation of that which we expect. Therefore, we believe that it's no big deal for God to double the attendance of this church this coming Sunday. Acts chapter 13 and verse 44, the next Sabbath day, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. The next Sabbath day, the next Sabbath day. Many of us can recall here at the Faith Tabernacle, in the second phase of the wonder double, that the last day we saw 108,000 people over the previous Sunday, the next Sabbath day. This coming Sunday shall be a next Sabbath day, where we shall see a holy invasion of men, women, old, young, from every strata of society rushing towards this holy mountain. There shall be a flow of men. They shall be rushing into this place. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your hand before the Lord. Lord, I receive grace to engage in faith in these last moments of this prophetic season. I receive grace to engage in faith in these last moments of this prophetic season. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Lord, I receive grace today to engage in faith actively, not passively. I receive grace to engage in faith in this last moments of this prophetic season. Thank you, mighty God, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big, big hand as we receive our Father. Make it bigger for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big clap of praise. Amen. Well, there are still quite a few days before Sunday. Your own day, like a dream of the night, will come this week. It brought 3 million people out in one day. Somebody will be out of that unwanted situation before this Sunday. As we engage passionately, selflessly, with a pure motive to see the kingdom of God go forward, everything that appears stagnant in your life will be released for advancement. Somebody located from abroad and had to come to the level of living in an uncompleted house without doors, herself and the children, my God. That's the lowest it can be. Enter 2020 with 100 naira. That's the worst it can be. And then within the same years, about they had a roster, herself and the children, forget about schooling, schooling has stopped. They had a prayer roster. Oh God, move your church forward. God saw them in that situation. He said, I will decorate you. Now, in the course of lockdown year, paying tithes in 6 digits. You are doing bad day. What about? What's the big deal? Somebody sent 1 million naira. You are doing bad day. Okay, get a car. What kind of bad day is that? Come and say favor. You are going to run into strange favor. He said, cry will not do this. Obey the instructions that come down from the altar. I know you are weeping. The children are weeping with you. You are all weeping together. But that won't change your situation. Connect with the instructions. And then you'll be out of your frustration. And she did. Now from an uncompleted building to a well-finished road network, water, light, everything in an estate. Instructions may look very harsh, but you are not changing position without obeying them. You can't change position. Amen. They may look very brutish, unkind. It's the only way out. Grace for genuine obedience. Lift up your two hands. Grace for delightsome obedience to every instruction from the Lord to you as a person. As you study His word, as you attend services, as you are in fellowships, every instruction, grace for delightsome obedience, unreserved obedience. Lift up your two hands and get it. Take it now. 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 She obeyed her way out of her predicament. She obeyed her way out of her frustration. Her frustration was turned to celebration overnight. Everything turned, all the dying businesses picked up again. Lord, grace for delightsome and tireless obedience to your instructions, from your word directly to me, from teachings I receive, from books I read. Lord, grant me grace, unusual grace today, unusual grace today, for sustainable and tireless obedience to your word. Thank you, Father. Someone and her partner from their zone went for outreach. The two were believing God for marriage. Then the mocker showed up. People like you can't get husband and winners. You better go somewhere else. The partner began to cry. It was reasoning. They are just deceiving you. He said, but I determined not to cry. I said, God, you are the one they are talking to. They went forward. God showed up. The same woman that was mocking came to her that, please forgive me and let the same God that did your own do for my children. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your mockers will come falling down before you. There is something you can do this week that will change your story for life. So grace to do it, receive it now. There is something you and I can do that will change our story forever this week. Now, grace to do it, receive it now. Somebody came out of church and called the husband that they have separated for 9 years. Florence. He said, hey, come and pick me, I'm in church. They have tried everything, 9 years. 9 years, nothing worked. Family have gathered, friends have gathered, nothing worked. I'm coming. Dress up. And drove down to church to pick her. That was the end of the separation. Restoration of dignity. Many people shall have their dignity openly restored. Can I hear your loudest amen? He has not asked the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. My God, that you also serve, is also your God. He will decorate you this week. What are we after? To pull people out of fire. Bring them from darkness to light. Rescue them from the powers of the wicked. Bring them out of the torture of the powers of darkness. That's what we are doing. And watch. My God, who is also your God, will show up in your life this week. We still have about 4 days more, four full days or five. Engage as passionately as you can. Give it the whole of you. Make a roster, a prayer roster. Get those prayers going. You are being driven in a bus, be praying. You are anywhere, just pray. Lifting up holy hands unto God. Amen. Everywhere you can, you lift up your holy hands. It's a sign of victory. It's a sign of God come and take over. That's what Moses did. Lift up holy hands. It's not a religion. Praise God. No. Lifting up holy hands everywhere. Praying. We are going to see wonders this week. Everybody you pray for, we surrender. Everybody you invite, we respond. every of your new convert will appear. Yes. Everyone that appears will abide. Yes. And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Lift up those two hands, everybody, and speak to the day. It's your day. 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 And speak to the week. The week must bring forth for you. The week must deliver for you. The week must deliver in your life. Speak to it. Now lift up your hands, your two hands, and that's your victory. That's your victory. It's a spiritual signal for victory. Lift up those two hands and speak to the week. Week you must bring forth. This Sunday, I must be here with my converts, my invitees, their friends, in the name of Jesus.
Speak to the week. Speak to the week right now. Make your declarations. Make your declarations. Speak to the week, commanding it to bring forth. Commanding it to bring forth. Commanding it to bring forth. Now lift your hand and lift your voice and begin to give glory to God this morning. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and you are worthy of all the glory. Accept our thanksgiving. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.